This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hey, Beverly Hills 90210 fans. Stop what you're doing right now because it's time to dive deep into 90 News. All the latest news and rumors coming out of your favorite zip code with your hosts, Pete Ferrero and Melanie Rose. Oh my God, I can't believe what I just heard.
Well, it is time for a special Saturday edition of 90 News. Melanie Rose, Mel Bell, as I've been calling you now, how are things going with you?
Things are going. It was a very successful Christmas. It was a beautiful day here in San Diego. We went down to the beach and the tide pools, made a nice Christmas dinner. And I got a 90210 gift.
Wow.
The college years poster with some of the artists. I know it's getting a little ring light love there, but yeah. How was your Christmas, Pete? I saw some beautiful cocktails on your social media.
Yeah, I made some cocktails. I made a Christmas cocktail, I don't know, with cranberries and pomegranates and all that fun stuff. It was great. We had a really nice time. We hosted Christmas, my first California Christmas, which I really, really loved and had a lot of fun with. So it was all in all good. But I mean, really, the Christmas party a couple of days before that was just an absolute blast.
It sure was. That was great. It was action packed. We had lots of guests, some good surprises. And it was another long one, but I think the fans really liked it. So good times.
It was like a battle royal. And speaking of battle royals, here is a participant in this battle royal. Here's Larry Don Mullen, our rookie
reporter. Hi, yes, Larry. Battle royal. Thanks for throwing some WWE stuff in there, Pete. Royal Rumble stuff.
Yes.
You know, tip of the hat to Pat
Patterson.
Yeah, Patterson died this year, who I know and worked with. The Christmas party. You know, I was, you know, we were first just going to do it kind of easy and just kind of make, you know, some fan things and not have to do a lot of work. And then we started getting these guest stars and we thought we could pull off some pretty cool reunions. And so we did. I mean, starting with, you know, Ian sitting there and he's all talking about Steve Sanders and the story where he adopted his, you know, he gets the adopted parents and he finds his real mother. I mean, it's his mother who grew him up. And we bring in Christina Belfort, who has never spoken about the show, never seen, lives in Wilmington, North Carolina, with her husband, Nick Pryor, who we love, also Jennifer Arnold. And there she was, and she was so delightful. She hasn't aged, like, at all.
She looked great.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And she just was so, and Ian was like, whoa, my God. So we had, that was the first of the year, the people falling off their chairs. And
I know.
And they got to reunite a good while. And then we had the Mark Kiley, who plays Gil Myers. You know, and he was there with Denise Dowles, and we're really reminiscent. He's really great, very articulate. And then we bring in Gabby. And he goes, whoa. And then so we have all that fun with them there. Fun. And that one was just kicking. You know, we're just real Christmas reunions. And Then we have Jamie Walters.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's there, and he's one of our favorite guests. And unfortunately, he couldn't sing, but you know, we forgive him. But I mean,
he's just
telling some great stories. He has such great memories of the show, which we're thrilled for.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, we bring in Catherine Cannon, the Felice, his adversary in the thing, and she is just can't wait to see him because she's delighted to see him, and he just almost falls off his chair too. So that's a third reunion. Did I miss one now? Do we have one more reunion?
We had Nat show back up.
Yep. We had the Nat video, which closed it out, which was, you know, so moving for
so
all
sweet.
Of us.
I mean,
just to make for the effort he made to do that for everybody and to be remembered was great.
Yeah.
You know, we had also, you know, Roy Karp was really getting to be a real favorite because, you know, the friend of Luke's last bunch of years of his life. And Roy just has some wonderful memories and stories about Luke, which just are so telling, you know, like that whole story where he invites him over for Christmas. And even though Luke is leaving town, he's not even making dinner, but he was so worried the guy would be alone the first year he was divorced and not with his children that he just invited him over. And rather than giving him dinner, he says, you can ask me any question you want about 9 or 2. I mean, like, So hilarious, you know.
He's a wonderful guy, we're just
learning so much about Luke after the fact, from so many different prisms of points of view, but they all point to the same wonderful human being.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And what was that, Pete?
I was going to say, are you looking forward to our coming week this next week?
I'm coming because it's going to be easy, I thought. I mean, yeah, well, we have a lot of prep. That's what I was looking forward to. I didn't want to have to work that hard. You know me. But, you know, hopefully Chuck will have a script probably.
I'm sure.
He's really good at that.
You know what? We're trusting our wonderful editor, Todd, and Pete, and everybody else. We threw in some ideas of the best of the podcast stuff.
Right.
And, just the idea. I mean, it's all been terrific. It's hard for me to really evaluate what's great and what isn't. But we have some memorable moments, certainly. And we have Chuck brought them down to kind of interesting categories. If we had put a little thought in, maybe we even do better because obviously kisses are important, you know.
Yes.
And then kisses that don't work also, you know,
right.
there is a kissing problem.
We do know about that. Yes.
I think we have a couple of those, but so that should be really fun because it gives everyone a chance to relook at some of the stuff, which just went by. There was so much riches and we did like about 45 shows now, about 45, maybe 60 hours of material already.
Plus we've done all this bonus content for Patreon. So it's like a nonstop of material and things that we've covered with 90210. If somebody just, you know, I'm always fascinated when people just catch on. If you saw the Today Show list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you saw the article, which we'll talk about today with, in Us Weekly about
people.com.
People.com with Dylan stuff and the Luke Perry stuff and, you know, constantly quoting our show, and people just find it this way. Now this show that we're going to do this week coming up is the best of all of the stuff that we've done on the podcast to sort of refamiliarize people or familiarize people with who are just finding the show more recently. And it's been a lot of fun. Yeah.
You know, something I was going to say also is we should involve our fans in picking some of these moments, or, you know, maybe we can cut this into a little clip and ask people what their favorite moments of the podcast have been and incorporate maybe a couple fan moments in there too. Right. Maybe.
Sure. I mean, you know, anything we have to do any work, I'm all for that. We're going to fill this up. You know, we'll get to reflect on these things also. We are going to be a live panel. Are we going to pre-tape this?
We're going to pre-tape this.
But we'll get a chance to watch it and we'll comment on the stuff. And, you know, so there'll be new material in it mixed with – it's what Chuck loves, a clip show.
That's really, really funny.
Yes.
But, no, so we're going to pre-tape that this week and then we're going to drop it on Wednesday in our normal slot. And then we'll be back on January 6th live as we'll figure out what that episode's going to be. We have to still put it together.
Yeah. No, one thing I want to do in January, so we have to look for this, but I've promised those global people east of us that we're going to do a morning show, which will be a lot of fun, I think.
Yeah.
And I think the show should be, if the show is about 11 o'clock a.m., I think that's good for them. It's prime time for them. And also it doesn't knock out our Australian friends. It's like an 8 o'clock in the morning show. So we can kind of get everybody, because we've got so many great fans. Let's just figure out where they are in our map. We got Australia, New Zealand. We got Ireland, U.K.,
Italy, France, Germany,
Israel.
That's right.
And those are the most active ones. There might be some other ones, but those are
Poland.
The ones I know.
There's a few Polands out there too. Yeah.
We got a message today on YouTube. Somebody said, don't forget when you name the fans, South America in Argentina. The show has a lot of fans.
So there you go. Argentina should be pretty close to our time zones, I think. So they'll be all right if we move it to the morning. But yeah, I think that'll be a special international show. When we do it, let's do maybe the third week in January so we can maybe reach out beforehand, because we might have to have like a translator, like a simultaneous translation. I noticed one of our Italian fans literally transcribed the whole Christmas show.
That was so crazy.
Wow.
I read that Christmas show from Italy, from Italian to English, or from English to Italian for her friends.
I saw that. Yeah,
dedication.
It was mammoth. We need to. We should have some of them on too. We should, you know, definitely.
We have to do it.
That'll be fun. I think it'll be fun for our American friends to realize they're part of a global community, because that's the one thing that I've noticed this year, is that we really have created this supportive community that has one thing in common, which is the show. We're all kinds of different people, different ages, different cultures, but we all kind of love the show, and that's what gives people freedom. And I also know that people are supporting every other person, like, you know, like you right. do in social media, which is important. It gives people, you know, just feeling of being something, you know, larger than themselves. So good for us. Good for you, Melanie. Good for Pete.
Yeah,
yeah, really, that's awesome. Great. I'm in. Count me in. I'd love to have a international fans of Beverly Hills 90210
international fan talk mega show coming soon. Right.
Okay, that's yeah. what we're gonna do. We're gonna call it the mega show or the global. Yeah, the mega
global show. Global.
Worldwide, the worldwide show.
Worldwide feed. We'll
figure this out. Yeah, the universal. I don't know if the astronauts are picking it up, but maybe.
Yeah,
that's maybe. Amazing. Maybe.
All right, Larry. It was always good to see you and talk to us.
Thank you very much. Yes. Happy roving and reporting. And that's all the news that's fit and lit.
All right, my man.
Yes, it is. Thanks, bye, Larry. Thank all you.
Right. Bye, guys. Have a great
day. You too. All right.
Love Larry. He's the best. Well,
yes, always. All right. Before we move on, Melanie, I want to show you what you've been missing on Patreon.
All right.
Hey. Do you want to join the Beverly Hills Beach Club? Well, now you can. Well, sort of. The Beverly Hills 90210 show has a Patreon with exclusive bonus
this
interviews.
This is the reason I came out here, and here I am, like, playing your boyfriend.
I heard on the radio that the night before there was some paparazzi, and she tried to hit him with her car. I said, well, if there's anything that I do that makes you want to get your keys, rev it up, put it in gear, and head in my direction, let me know. And she said, what?
Q&A.
Kathleen, is she really going to be there? She's going to no-show.
I've seen Brian recently. Gabby and Jane.
I can't believe that was 30.
Do you ever get flashbacks when you walk past Hermosa Beach? You're just like, oh my God, this is where they did that. Do you ever get those?
No.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm not supposed to say that.
And some directors weren't invited back for that very reason.
How many takes does that take?
I mean, that was one of the things where, like, when we weren't filming, I was practicing it.
This is the Mommy Dearest house, by the way.
So head over to patreon.com/Beverly Hills 90210 show to join in on the fun. All the cool kids are doing it.
Really quick, speaking of that great voiceover, all the cool kids are doing it. How great was it for everyone to see our voiceover girl on the Christmas show? She's awesome. I loved her.
I love Jillian. She's so sweet. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much good stuff going on patreon.com/Beverly Hills 90210 show. And coming in the new year, I've talked to a bunch of people who are going to do rewatches. You guys are going to absolutely love who's coming to do watch-alongs with me. I call them rewatches. Yeah, but
watch-alongs are so fun. And not only does it help get prepared for the Wednesday episode, but also, I mean, it's great getting all of this behind-the-scenes exclusive stuff that we don't necessarily dive as deep into on our weekly Wednesday episode. So
right, exactly. Yeah, it's just been so much fun doing it. I love doing the live show, but sometimes the one-on-ones that I've been having with people have been great. I mean, me and Leslie Bega really hit it off, didn't we, Melanie?
Oh, my God. It was so fun. You guys had a great time, and I loved you guys riffing off each other. It was cute. You had some good watch-along chemistry. I thought it was great.
Yes. We have good chemistry, generally speaking, I think.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Not like mine with Kathleen. Speaking of which, you did this amazing surprise.
Christmas to you, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, that's so sweet of you, where Kathleen popped in with a video. You got this as a Christmas thing. You went out of the realm of normal and you went and contacted Kathleen to see if she would record something. When I first saw this image, I was like, oh my God, she looks incredible. Like
she always looks incredible.
I was just like floored by it in general. I'm getting nervous speaking right now, and I've already seen this. All right, go ahead, hit play.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Pete. It's Kathleen. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope you have a great show. I just wanted to say thank you for all your support this year and for all the hard work that you put into your show. I know that the fans really appreciate it. And yeah, that's it. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hope your family has a great one. And here's to 2021. It's going to be a good one. Bye.
Oh,
God, I just love her.
I love that. And I like her shirt. Search for art in everything. I think that's important. I love that. Everything has the potential to be artistic.
I love that shirt. I love Kathleen. And what's really great is that she's becoming a friend.
What a fun word to use with someone that you grew up crushing on TV. I mean, like, fast forward, you know, 20 years, 30 years.
Never could imagine.
Good for you. You're living the dream. And I tell you that all the time. You should be just so grateful that you've created this whole thing, and really props to you. I mean,
thank you.
It's been the year of Pete, right? Even though it's been a craptastic year in many ways, it's been a real silver lining having this show. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. It just touches my heart. I mean, especially her, because of, you know, she's the sweetest. Okay.
Yes.
Speaking of friends, let's bring another friend on to the panel here. Our friend Sherry from teamdramawhore.substack.com. I found that clip.
And you know, really quick, Sherry, I just want to say thank you again for sponsoring the 90210 hunt. You sponsored our second prize, Year of Free Streaming TV, and Erica won that. So thank you again.
I'm so excited for her. I can't wait to find out what she chooses. And it's been so funny to me that I sponsored that prize to win a streaming subscription, because I actually have none myself. I don't have Netflix. I don't have Hulu. I don't have anything. So I'm giving to someone else the gift that I wish I had myself.
Right.
Wow.
Somebody needs to gift that to Sherry.
I know, guys. Come on now.
Yes. If you're watching this and you're looking for an extra person to surprise a gift with, give it to Sherry Weiss. She needs Hulu this year.
I'll be very gracious about it. So today I want to start off with two rounds of applause. And the first one is for you two. And the Super Deluxe Christmas show was just so amazing. It was by turns heartwarming, comedic, surprising. You guys just nailed it. And I think it was a real gift, this podcast all year long that you've given to the fan community, but this episode in particular. So just, I wanted to say kudos and well done to you guys for pulling that off.
Thank you very much. That means a lot.
Credit to Charles. He always puts together such a great script and rundown. So really, you know, we owe him a lot of that structure. So
absolutely.
Charles,
and of course, Larry too, you know, helpful with great ideas.
And I love seeing Jessica on it throughout as well. I was really glad that she was included and got to represent and everything.
I love Jessica Klein. I don't think we get enough Jessica Klein. You know, we always bring her on to the shows now, you know. She's just offers so much. She has such great insight. It's a lot of, they have very unique voices, each of them. And so it's nice to hear from all of them.
All about perspective.
My second round of applause, drum roll please. Is for Jenny and Tori and the 90210 OMG podcast, because I think last week's podcast or this past week's was the best installment yet.
That's great.
And I say that as someone who has been pretty snarky and critical since they debuted in November. But they had Gabrielle on as a guest, and it was the first time they had another full-fledged cast member join them. And instead of doing the typical rewatch where they dissect an episode and get distracted, it was pretty much just an hour-long chat with Gabby. And it was really interesting to see their friendship highlighted in that way. And they just had a really great dynamic. There weren't tangents. There wasn't the random goofiness that had been turning me off. Even though they jumped from topic to topic with her, it still felt focused. And it felt like a glimpse into their friendship. It was really fascinating to learn or to hear Gabrielle admit how separated she felt from the rest of the cast in the early seasons, because she was so much older than them. And she revealed that it turns out Tori and Jenny didn't know that Gabby felt that way until just last year when they reunited to film BHN 90210. Gabrielle used that reunion as an opportunity to tell them how she felt isolated and separated all those years ago. And Jenny and Tori admitted they had no idea that she felt that way. They were apologetic last year. They were apologetic on the podcast. And they spoke about how that reunion last year really leveled the playing field between them, because now they had gotten older, Jenny and Tori. They had families like Gabrielle had, and they could relate to one another in a way that they couldn't in 1990. And last year really strengthened their friendship. And I thought that was just such a brave admission from Gabrielle to tell the world how isolated and separated she felt, even while on this hit show. And I thought it was really great of Tori and Jenny to take responsibility for whatever they did, even unintentionally, that made her feel that way. And it's a great testament to the power of friendship that they were able to work through that last year and are now closer than they've ever been before.
That's great. Yeah, yes, I mean, yeah. I think I didn't catch this week's because of the holidays and all that, but it's yeah. I think there you did say that there this was a really good episode.
It was.
I think what everybody was hoping to hear, these conversations that castmates can have with each other, you know. What I love about our both the podcasts is I feel like ours gives this really in-depth perspective of how the storylines and how the characters came to be. And then sometimes the actors join us to give their perspective of that.
Right.
Where theirs is basically their experience watching these episodes and watching, you know, and reacting to each other and what they did as actors. So I think their show is really, really great. Jenny brings a lot of great perspective to the show. And Tori is so great, just like genuine and authentic and like lovely on screen and whatnot. And I'm not saying Jenny isn't, they both are, but Tori just brings that personality that, you know, and plus, you know, the perspective that her dad was, you know, Aaron Spelling. So, I mean, it's a very, very interesting podcast.
I love it. And the two podcasts complement each other so well. It's not an either or situation. Listen to one and then listen to the other each week. And it's a really rounded experience for 902&0 fans.
If I was a 902&0 fan, I would absolutely put one on and then put the other on. I would want to consume all of the information because there's multiple sides of all of the stories. So.
Right, exactly. So speaking of BH 902&0 and the podcast and everything, you make a show for an audience and not yourself. Does that sound familiar?
That sounds like the reboot talk from last year, right?
From last week, not last year, last podcast. Yes, no, yes. That was Chuck on last week's 90 News, and he was talking about why BH 90210 may have ultimately failed, even though he was personally a fan of the project. So he was basically explaining that it should have been more about fans and what fans wanted than what maybe the cast wanted. And then just a few days later, during that conversation with Gabrielle, Tori pretty much admitted we did make it for us and not really for the fans. And that she realized that in hindsight, she said maybe it worked out the way it was supposed to work out because it was the journey we all needed.
Yeah,
we gave it to them, the fans. But maybe it was something special for all of us, and that's okay too.
I mean, for me, I just wanted to see more of them where they are today. Where are our
actual characters, right?
Yeah. Well, that leads me into the next part of what I was going to say. So coincidentally, Chuck said that on 90 News. Then like 3 days later, Tori made those comments on the podcast, and Gabrielle kind of agreed with her that it ended up being in hindsight more for us than the fans. Then just after that, a new interview with Brian came out. And he was asked about it. And he said that while fans may have enjoyed a straight reboot, the actors wouldn't have. And this is his quote of the BH 90210. He said, some people either really got it and liked it or they didn't. And if they didn't, you know, you can't please everyone all the time anyway. True. If you wanted a straight reboot, sorry, but you can watch 10 seasons and it's all there for you. Well, we do watch those 10 seasons over and over again, and thank goodness for you two, because you guys are the ones helping us relive it week after week. So I feel immense gratitude for you guys for bringing us back into that world in a way that no one else is, and that maybe not all the actors want to go back into, and we have to respect their take on it.
There is this crazy good fan page. I don't know if you guys know this. I think it's BH fan page. Is that the name of it? Maybe B. There's a lot of underscores.
There are. I know exactly which account you're talking about, the underscore, yeah.
And he is dying for a reboot, and he keeps at me every day, please bring this up. Please, let's get a reboot. Tags them all and stuff.
If only you had that power, Pete. Just
I know.
Snap your fingers, and whatever Hollywood project you wanted happened.
But no, I would love to see that come into fruition. But like you said, respecting the cast, and it would have to like all fall in line with the perfect script and the perfect moment and the network and all. There's so many moving parts that fall in. I'm not saying that it's not. It's possible that it could happen, but. You know, what we got was really great, and we should be happy with that. And just keep on the hope that one day somebody somewhere will write something that is awesome and everybody will want to, you know, get behind
it. Yeah, and they discussed, you know, should we have done a straight reboot on the podcast? They were discussing this, and is it too late? And should fans petition? And Gabrielle had this idea of maybe there's like one movie a year where we check in and see where the characters are and what they're doing. But then I go back to something else that Chuck said last week, which was you kind of get one shot at this kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when it doesn't happen, the odds of getting a second chance to.
It's tough. But I do love the concept of a movie. I could see that. I could definitely listen. Well, the other thing too, though, Shari, is that's true too. But think about Arrested Development. They got multiple chances and whatnot to come out of the woodwork.
Well, so, to their credit, and it's something that is unfair. Arrested Development was critically acclaimed, and we know that 90210 was wrongly maligned by critics.
For sure.
Yeah. And so if you're a critical darling, you do get those multiple chances.
Yeah.
When you're a show that runs for 10 seasons, but you don't win awards, we get turned over.
I would just say never say never. We got to Saved by the Bell one. So, I mean, it's always possible. I like the idea of a movie, though. And I, you know, I don't compare 90210 to the Brady Bunch. I don't like that comparison, you know.
I don't like that either.
But in the sense that where we're all familiarized with the characters and they're iconic and we'll always know them, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I think they did. They came back multiple times for some dumb shit, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, I'm seeing them change, you know? But they also came back for, like, Christmas movies and a reboot, you know? So it's definitely not out of the realm of something that I think could happen. It's just got to be, you know, the right way,
the right time. Timing is everything.
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the moment, what is the song of the moment for each of you from Taylor Swift's, either of the records?
Okay, because you're going to get really mad at me when I tell you I've not made it through Evermore yet.
Wow. No,
it's just been a really busy time. And when I listen, I like to have the lyrics pulled up in front of me and no distractions. Mm. Oh, love that. And I've not gotten to do it. But Folklore, I mean, Exile and My Tears Ricochet in August. Mm. So August, to me, I'm dying for someone to make a fan video that is Kelly, Dylan, Brenda set to August.
Oh,
that song is the end of the summer when Brenda's coming back to town and Kelly has to give Dylan up.
Yes.
It's the perfect theme song. And I'm just dying for someone who has talent, because I don't, to make a fan video for me.
All right. Ooh, get on. Somebody make it. Yeah.
Yes. Pete, what about you? What's your favorite track right now on Evermore? Because I know you're playing it on repeat. Like
Happiness. Happiness. Yeah, and I also love Coney Island, and Long Story Short has got my
I love Long Story Short. I love it. It's so relatable in many ways to me, but also Cowboy Like Me, there are some lyrics in there that really hit me and I feel like I can relate to at this time in my life. And I mean, the whole album is good. Champagne Problems, Tis the Damn Season, Yes.
I'll pretend I know what you guys are talking about.
Sherry, you got to get on this weekend.
I mean, you're not going to invite me back anymore if I don't listen. So
You're on all the time. It's really great to have you.
Thank you.
Right, anything else that we want to do with Sherry, Melanie? Are we moving on?
So. Yeah. I'll take a hint and get out of here.
Well, thank you. That was great. We appreciate all of your insights always. And, you know, thanks to you, Sherry, for being a part of this. We really appreciate you. And you're so thorough and knowledgeable. So here's a little round of applause for you, too.
Much gratitude and love to you, too, Sherry. Yes,
thank you guys.
Remember, I've said this before, but when no one else was doing this or talking this way, you were. And so I just love it so much. And I used to read all the stuff and whatnot and just because I was always so fascinated with it. And it was always so cool now it's cool to talk to you and whatnot. So
yeah. Thank you. I'm so happy our paths have crossed.
Same here. The three of us are a good little group. I like.
We are great team.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Cool. All right. Bye guys.
All right. Bye, Sherry. Thank you.
Bye.
All All right, what else do we have, Melanie? Anything interesting? I have nothing else here. I have no other
Okay, last thing. I just wanted to say thank you to everyone that participated in the 90210 hunt. And thank you, Pete, for letting me draw our winners live on the Christmas show. I know we were a little rushed, and okay. I appreciate the segment. But I did want to just share the most original video. So we're announcing it here for the first time. OTF Nikki was our hunter that submitted it. And Pete, do you have that video?
I do. Here we go.
Great. Let's play.
Cruising through the hills in a vet driven by Steve. Dylan and Brenda fight, bet she's gonna leave. Brandon gets an A, Kelly celebrates. But all we really want to see is Donna Martin graduate. Beverly Hills, 90210.
I thought that was really cute. So first, there were so many videos to go through. It was actually really hard picking original, but I thought that writing original song lyrics and the way she put that together was really cute. So congratulations nice. To her and Nikki. Everybody that participated and won. And we'll have another one in February, tentatively. So stay tuned.
Yes, we'll do a good Valentine's Day show, I'm sure, too. We're going to be doing some really cool couple stuff through Valentine's Day. I know that's in the horizon.
Yes.
And, yeah, I'm excited. You know, I wish kind of now that Shari's gone, but I wish we kind of had done where do we think the cast is. Maybe we'll do that some other time with Shari, talk about where do we think all the cast is, because we were talking about the reboot possibility. So it would be fun to play that game one day.
Yeah, I like that. I like playing games with Shari. That was fun the last time we did Mary kick to the curb. That was a good time.
Yes. All right, let me play this for you before we leave. We made this happen this week. Thank you very much, Melanie. This is another thing that happened. We finally saw Joe Itada on the show, which is something that was really important to me because he's such a big part of 90210's history. And he recorded a little Christmas message. So here's that.
To our cast and crew, happy Christmas and have a good one. And that's it.
Oh, he's so sweet. It was so sweet getting this all arranged, and he was so happy to do it, and I'm glad it came together. He's just the sweetest.
Yeah, I love that. All right, I think that was great. Maybe we could do something more with him down the line, too. We'll see how that plays out, some more pop-in videos and that kind of thing. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I loved that he had his Nat Peach Pit shirt picture right there in the background, and then he had Chuck's print hanging up on the wall. So that was very good set design. Good job, Joey.
Yes, very good stuff. All right, Melanie, that is this week. Before we leave, let's play this.
So check it. We have so much new and exciting merchandise over at Beverly Hills, 90210showshop.com. You can get your own Peach Pit shirt or Welcome to Beverly Hills shirt. Or, oh my God, check out that classic retro Beverly Hills 90210 shirt. Oh, and for you Claire Arnold fans, Pete, you can get yourself a Claire Arnold t-shirt. I mean, we pretty much have everyone and everything covered, from Dylan McKay to Ray Pruitt. I mean, we even have a Roy Randolph shirt. So don't be a squeef. Head over to Beverly Hills, 90210showshop.com, and get on it.
So for everyone that did not get what they wanted from Santa this Christmas, here's your opportunity to go shop and stock up on some 90210 merch.
That's Beverly Hills, 90210showshop.com. All right, Melanie, this has been great. And we'll be back next week with more 90 news. What else you got? Anything else?
That's it. With that, happy holidays to everybody. And 90210 out.
I love that you keep doing that.
I'm such a cheese ball. Like, I don't even care. I just, you know, whatever. It's
I think
thing.
It's great. Okay.
Okay, good.
You want to do it again? Say it again.
You want me to do it again?
Yeah, say it one more time.
Okay. 90210 out.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.